And it's 8:41. It's Friday morning with the Musers. We've got Razor to talk Olympic hockey at 8:55. At 9:15 in Gordo's Corner, Dale Hansen's going to join us. His commentary on Michael Sam has caught fire. He's going to be on Ellen's show today. Rush Limbaugh was talking about him yesterday. Everybody's talking about the Dale Hansen commentary, and we'll talk to him about it in about 35 minutes.
What?
One correction from our Olympic segment. I said that the skeleton sport, that those, whatever they call them, riders?
Yeah.
They get up to 45 miles an hour. They get up to 80 miles an hour.
Okay.
Yep.
Face first, 80 miles an hour down that track. Good
off.
God.
Yeah, give me luge. I'm more of a luger. Gordon's two-man luge. I'm solo luge.
Let's you and me two-man luge.
Okay. I think we could win.
I think we'd look good on two-man luge.
All right, let's get to a very interesting interview that was done many years ago by our own Dick Michaels.
Yeah, that's right. I'm wanting to change my name, my broadcast name, from Gordon Keith, which sounds very pedestrian and it just doesn't do much for people, to Dick Michaels. This is my new, now that we're on FM.
Right.
I need a more FM-friendly name.
That's going to be confusing for the listener.
You think?
Yeah.
Dick Michaels. All right, so this was a few years ago. I believe
when you
this,
were still Gordon Keith.
When I was still Gordon Keith, I believe the year was 2010. And I sat down for an interview with Philip Seymour Hoffman, the actor who recently passed away due to what is presumed to be a heroin overdose. And we love Philip Seymour Hoffman on this show, mainly because of his role as Sandy Lyle. But also, he did some other things in his career, although these two guys sitting across me don't seem to know it. So, this interview took place in Toronto, and I did it with, there was two of them involved. There was Philip Seymour Hoffman and his co-star to the movie Jack Goes Boating, was named John Ortiz. They were also, like, very good friends, these two guys. They had a long history of acting together, and this was the first film that Philip Seymour Hoffman had ever directed. And I never played it here on the air because it's not that, you know, it's not like I did that great of an interview, you know. But of course now it has a tie into local news because a guy died. And, but I watched it again and I realized it happened the same day, by the way, as my Zach Galifianakis interview, which is the most popular interview I've ever done. Mm-hmm. And this is probably the least popular I've ever done. And, before we did the interview, he said, "Hey, man, do you mind if you give me a few minutes?" And he and John went downstairs and burned one. Philip Seymour Hoffman was a smoker, cigarette. He was smoking
a cigarette.
Yeah. So I did this interview with him, and as I listened back to it, I realized that I was the guy, and my distinction in life will be that I introduced Philip Seymour Hoffman to the phrase faux hawk. Apparently he didn't know about this beforehand. So my one claim to flame, Dick Michaels is introducing Philip Seymour Hoffman to this follicle term. Okay, let's take a listen. This is John Ortiz and Philip Seymour Hoffman, an interview I did with him in 2010.
Absolutely. They are stars of the new film, Jack Goes Boating. And, Philip, this is your first time to direct a movie. Were you drunk with power? I mean, were you just on the constant verge of some sort of Howard Hughes urine in jars breakdown?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And end of answer.
yeah. Have you ever collected your
own urine? Right now, I'm urinating.
Oh, you are?
Yeah,
notice the tasteful
as
catheter.
As right now, I just can't. I can't stop. I choose not to go to the bathroom ever since I've experienced it. No, I was. It's a great job, to be quite honest. It is. It's just a great job for actually the opposite reason than power. That the actual just the kind of getting together the group of people every morning and going, how are we going to do this? It's a really satisfying way to work. That's a good job. It's a good life to show up every morning and there's all these people who are really into this thing that we're making, and we all get together and we solve problems.
So Johnny was a nice boss. He weren't ever tempted to say, screw you, Ginger, it's Ortiz time now. Do it my way.
Ortiz time.
Is that your personal catchphrase now?
Yeah.
I think
you
gotta adopt it.
Ortiz time. It's Ortiz time now. I just want a single right now. Yeah, no, it was easy with him. It really was.
You guys go way back in the New York City theater days, so you've worked together for a long time.
Yeah.
Tell me about the first time you guys met, and was Philip's hair better or worse than it was in this film when you met him?
Probably similar.
It was on the longest side. No, the first time we met was doing The Merchant of Venice at the Goodman Theater in Chicago, and then we went on.
A lot of dreadlocks in that production?
All over the world.
A lot less gray hair.
On both of us. No, but it was great. It was great. It was everything.
It was cool.
It was cracked up to be.
All right, Philip, since you do have dreadlocks in this movie, I thought I'd get you to rank the bad white guy hairstyles. Dreadlocks, mullets, faux hawks.
Faux hawk.
That's when you just it's shaved down. It's not really bald on the sides. It's just longer.
It's like a lot of moose.
It's like a horse's mane or a Justin Bieber. You think about going for the Bieber look?
What does Bieber look like?
Oh man, it's just hair covering his forehead.
Yes. It goes like that.
It's
like the Shaggy DA, but on a 13-year-old boy. All right. Well,
I hate that messy that I'm pretending to be messy hair.
Yeah, like, I think that's
took 10 hours to do it.
Yeah, all those other hairdos kind of, I don't know. There's something. It's like, all right, man, you went there. You know, that's kind of fun. But the I have a really nice haircut, but I'm going to make it look messy. Yeah, that's always a little like.
Yeah.
You know, you want to go and just kind of comb it.
Well, you spend way too much time making that messy.
It's like just mohawk it or something.
That's why I'm always equipped with a large round brush just to comb strangers' hairs back that I think are trying too hard.
I think what your hair is actually is perfect.
Isn't it nice? I chose this hair piece this morning.
It's nice.
I originally was wearing a faux hawk, but I'm glad I didn't. The great Philip Seymour Hoffman and John Ortiz. Go see him in Jack Goes Boating, new film. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Are you sure it was a cigarette they burned downstairs?
It does sound like that.
Wow, man.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, sexy guy, right?
Yeah, he did seem a little, and the whole time he's talking to me, I mean, like, half the time he's doing his answers and he's rubbing his eyes like he just woke up. And he sounds like he just woke up, too. Mm-hmm.
What time of day was it?
It's probably noon. Mm-hmm. It's probably noon that we were talking to each other.
Was that movie any good?
Yeah, it was really interesting. You know, it's a very low-key movie. It's not like a funny movie. It's just kind of this kind of downtrodden, you know, hand-to-mouth existence. This guy living there, and he falls in love with this girl, and he tries to improve himself and get exercise and get in shape for her. I thought it was really good, but I like those. I mean, it's more of an art house movie. It's not...
No car crashes.
No car crashes or exploding buildings or,
really?
You know, villains made half of robots and stuff like
superheroes or anything.
Yeah, like I said, not the funniest interview, but
it's still
you're talking to Philip Seymour Hoffman. God rest his still living soul.
The late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman.